Hello, and welcome to the Weird World of Cryptids podcast. I am your host, Jordan Rosen.
And I'm your co-host, Caleb Foreman.
And today, by special request from Father Mark, who is the priest of Our Lady of Grace Church back home in Howard Beach, Queens, he's suggested the cryptid that we're going to be talking about today. And I just wanted to give him a very special shout out because I did not expect that he'd be interested in this type of stuff. But Father Mark, when you listen to this podcast, thank you very much.
Big shout out, Father Mark.
So, Caleb, what do you know of the Mothman?
I know he's like shredded, and I know that he is a Mothman.
Yes, he is. Well, I mean, all the pictures of him don't really show him with moth wings, more of bat's wings.
But well, Batman's already copyrighted.
It's already copyrighted, and yeah. I mean, there is Man-Bat, but he's also within the DC universe.
Yeah. I mean, there is a Mothman in the DC universe, I believe.
There is. I don't remember him.
It's Batman villain.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. Yes. So, let's talk about Mothman's description. So, Mothman is bipedal, winged, and he's about... So, his wingspan is actually the big thing of him, so... What do you think his wingspan is, being, like, he's roughly, like, 6 foot-ish, a little bit higher? How tall do you think his wingspan would be in order to make him fly?
About 12 feet.
You're within the ballpark. So some estimates are 10 to 15 feet, which is pretty big.
That's bigger than I am.
It's bigger than both of us combined.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, he's known for having two giant glowing red eyes, but the redness only really happens when, like, you take a picture of him. So, it's kind of like, when you take a picture of a cat in the darkness, and, like, the eyes just glow, it's due to that, but the redness is terrifying.
So, he's tall, he has wings, and he's got red eyes.
Yeah.
Kind of sounds like my nana.
I want to meet your nana now. Is she the Mothman? So, Mothman, he's actually... So, one thing he's known for doing is able to fly over 100 miles an hour.
So, what?
Yeah, so he's known for flying... So, of the sightings of him, he is known for flying up to 100 miles an hour, which is obviously faster than most cars. And so when we get into the sightings of him, he basically chased down a car, but did it casually. Okay. Mothman's a powerful figure.
I could beat him in a race. My 2011 Mitsubishi Eclipse.
You think you could beat him in a leg race?
A leg race? Absolutely not. But I can tear ass in my car.
So, Mothman, some say that if anyone looks too close at him, he suffers from extreme fear and psychological distress. Who hurt Mothman?
No. That sounds like me every Thursday night.
Yeah, just the existential dread.
Someone looks at me, it's all over.
You just knock at your, like someone knocks at your door and you just start crying immediately.
Oh, it's happened.
Oh, I bet it. I walked in on it once.
You were the reason for it.
True. So, one person, he's when describing Mothman, he says his flight pattern is, and I quote, straight up like a helicopter.
Not just like a helicopter. Straight up like a helicopter.
Straight up like a helicopter. So, yeah, Mothman is a physically built man, and they have a statue of him.
It looks like he has, like, a 12-pack.
Yeah, he's... I mean, but I don't think his... Like, I think his upper body would be built, but his legs would be, like, spindly like mine.
Mothman hits the gym.
He doesn't skip leg day, it seems.
Absolutely not.
From all the artist renditions... I love looking at Mothman art because it's like either it's like super serious and scary or it's just a black blob with wings and it's cute. So let's go into the sightings of him, because there are plenty. So the earliest sighting that was first recorded was November 12th, 1966. So that's a while back.
That's during the Vietnam War.
Yes, it is. So in, Clendon, West Virginia. I think I pronounced that correctly.
Clendon.
So five men were in a cemetery preparing a grave for a burial when they saw something, which we now know as Mothman. So it was lifting off from nearby trees, and they described it as a brown winged figure. And the men that they saw this, they realized that it was not a bird. Like, they saw the outline of the human body, or humanoid body.
You said they were grave diggers?
So yeah, they were part of this. They're preparing a grave for a funeral.
Okay. So here's where you run into an issue. These grave diggers in 1966, I doubt they were, making ends meet. I feel like it was very possible for them to just say, "Oh, I saw this. Can I have an exclusive and you give me money?"
Right, but I think some people have done. I was going to make a comparison to aliens. Like, oh, they see aliens. They're not trying to make money off it, but they do that.
They are.
I mean, there are billions of stories of people writing down books where it's like, oh, I got diddled by aliens. Ooh. So another one is actually where a lot of the sightings happen. So there's this area called the TNT area where the U.S. being the U.S., they have several different underground bunkers scattered across the U.S., which hold a lot of its munitions and explosives. And one area is known as the TNT area, where it held TNT.
Wow.
But now it's long since abandoned, but it still is unsafe to, look around in, but there's nothing in there. So if you're trying to build a bomb or get explosives, you can't get it from the U.S. government, sadly.
Well.
So this area is actually, there's a lot of suspicions on why Mothman is spotted a lot around the TNT area. I just came up with my own theory. Mothman is a government creation in order to protect these areas because they're holding aliens beneath it.
That's 100% it. You hit the nail right on the head.
The men in black just appear outside my window like, "Excuse me, sir, I have to talk to you."
Nah, that should be fine.
I don't know. Hopefully our RMs aren't government agents.
I got my suspicions about Richie.
I got my suspicions about Richie's too. So another one was... Actually, not another one. So these four people... it was two couples in this car coming back from a double date, which, is cute. And don't look at me like that. So as they're driving, one of the other women, they noticed something behind them. Not just behind, back and above. And they see the figure of what is to be the Mothman. And they were basically freaked out because the guy who was driving essentially floored it. I don't know what car he was driving, but he floored his car.
Did that say what year this was?
I think it was 2012.
Okay, so could have been at least 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, it was going fast, but they said it casually kept up with them. It didn't flap its wings. It was just gliding.
Gliding there?
I'm just imagining Mothman is T-posing, just aggressively in the sky. Not even doing anything, just T-posing and just moving. Like all of his textures are broken.
Remember SpongeBob?
I do remember SpongeBob.
Do you remember the episode with the moth?
The butterfly? Oh, that the one, moth. Yes. The moth, yes.
Mermaid. That's the sleepover episode. They get the nightlight, and then they have a giant lighthouse.
Yeah.
Mermaid and the Barnacle Boy have to come save them from the moth. That's what I imagine the Mothman looks like.
He's wearing spandex and tights?
100%.
Yeah. I mean, if we go to the theory that I just proposed, I mean, the government would give him spandex. So another one, which, so there was several that were people that spotted them like semi-recently. With one of them spotted a Mothman-like creature standing on like a bridge, and then it leaves, and like about a couple minutes later, the bridge collapses. And then another one, which you'll get a kick out of this, it was spotted at 9/11.
No. They can't do that.
There were also two Mothman pictures taken in New York at 9/11, multiple sightings of the Minnesota Bridge, before the Minnesota Bridge collapsed.
What the f...
That is so shocked.
Or that yeah. Could... Or it's a friggin' seagull.
It is New York, but still, it looks shocked. So, yeah, I don't... The conspiracy theorists, they're like, oh, Mothman caused 9/11. That's what I'm hearing. I out of all the things I want to believe, I hate that thing so much. So there were actually several hoaxes of Mothman, if you wouldn't believe.
No.
I mean, with every cryptid, there's hoaxes. Mainly the big ones. Mm-hmm. Like Bigfoot, there was hoaxes of, like, you know, apes or whatever.
There are hoaxes every day with Bigfoot.
With the Loch Ness Monster, affectionately known as Nessie. They just, like, look at driftwood like, oh, that's her. That's the girl. So for Mothman... Some guy made a steel statue and placed it on the top of a bridge. How he did that, don't ask me. But he did it. And so it's a metal... So there's this picture of a metal structure on top of a bridge that was actually tilting and falling off.
Wait, that's like a big bridge.
I don't know. Human ingenuity. And this one is photoshopped by him. I mean... The size isn't great, but that's so obvious.
That's so real. What are you talking about?
It's so real. So, let's get into the explanation. So, we both, I believe, we proposed our ideas of what we think this thing is, right?
You did.
I did.
I just agreed.
What do you think, other than what I proposed, what do you think it is?
It's... You know what a shoebill is?
I do know what a shoebill is,
It's
yeah.
just a shoebill.
So Mothman has been actually associated with other cryptids, kind of like draw lines that aren't there. So one of the things is Thunderbirds. If you know...
Like the Pontiac?
No, not the Pontiac. The mythological creature, the Thunderbird, which is in, I believe, Aztec mythology, which is basically a large bird with like a 50-foot wingspan.
Is it like Zapdos from Pokemon?
It's Elho.
Yeah.
So he's also spotted as another creature known as Owlman. Guess what he is?
Gecko.
Yes. So I'm pretty sure Owlman is a DC character. Like, he's the alternate version of Batman.
He is the alternate version of Batman.
Oh, well. So there's this guy named Skeptic Joe Nickel. That's his title, Skeptic.
It sounds like me.
He posted that owls as his own explanation because mainly the shine in their eyes when you take a picture of them. And their silhouette it resembles a headless Mothman.
Huh.
Which, I mean, if Mothman is very similar to a moth/man, kind of like the movie The Fly, like his head would be like hunched into his chest.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like those like Halloween costumes. Like, oh, look, my head falls. Whop. So he's like, no, Mothman is also brought up in different mythologies, mainly pertaining to Native Americans. But it's just like another like spiritual creature.
Okay.
And yeah, there's really nothing more to that. Like they Native Americans, they just say, like, oh, it's not really Mothman. It's just a really large hawk or whatever. But hawks move fast, but not 100 miles an hour fast. Though I do not know how fast a hawk is, because I'm not a birdologist.
A birdologist?
I am not a birdologist.
When you call it a birdologist, it makes it very obvious.
Dude, I am nowhere close to a scientist. I hate science, except for cryptozoology, which is what this is.
Wow.
So, yeah, Mothman is a magical boy. And surprisingly, Mothman was in a video game.
No.
So, the terrible game of Fallout 76.
Oh, yeah, that's set in...
It's set in...
West Virginia.
Yep, and Mothman is an enemy that you can fight. I've never played it because I refuse to play that game.
I'm spending my money on that.
That game is so garbage. But yeah, he's in that game. They've made several different movies on like the idea of Mothman, but it's really just a guy hunting down Mothman.
Is it like those like documentaries where they're like, it's the handheld?
It actually, no, it's set like an actual movie.
Oh.
Which, I mean, I'm okay with. There was one that I saw. I can't remember the name of it for like the life of me, but basically, this guy, like, he's half... You don't see Mothman until, like, the last, like, minute of the movie. Where, like, he sprints in the forest, and he's like, where are you? And it just flies overhead. And then it cuts to credits. I'm like, okay, I guess.
What a great film.
It's like a 3 out of 10 on Rotten Tomatoes.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
A movie about Mothman?
Yeah. So, let's talk about the Mothman Festival, shall we?
Oh, this is going to be good.
So, Mothman, as I think I stated previously, Mothman is like Point Pleasant's, like, Superman. Like, he's like their thing.
I don't think you mentioned Point Pleasant.
Oh, right. Mothman takes place in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Sorry, I've had a long day. I'm forgetting a lot. I'm going senile at 18. So, yeah, this takes place in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, if, you know, just to state again. But Mothman, he has his own festival every year, and it started in 2002.
That is before I was born.
That is before
Mothman has been a tradition longer than I have been alive.
Yeah, and it's unlikely to stop because it brings a lot of money in for the town.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because, like, what is it? They have vendors, guest speakers, live music, food, events for all ages. Spring break, we should go to Point Pleasant, West Virginia and hunt down Mothman.
Pin the wings on the Mothman.
I think they have that there. There's this coffee shop where you can like get different like Mothman treats. Like they have Mothman droppings, which is just like you know the candy Whoppers?
Oh, I know. That sounds sketch, though.
Yeah. Then they have Mothman cookies, which is just a cookie in the shape of Mothman.
Okay.
And then there's this one pizzeria that has a Mothman pizza.
Okay. So the reason that I know about Mothman is because of BuzzFeed Unsolved.
Yes. That's where I first learned about him. Then I did a bit more research on him.
And I do remember them talking about that.
Yeah. Did you watch the video?
I watched most of it.
So the pizza is... It's a regular pizza, right? But it has mushrooms, cherry tomatoes, and like green bell peppers, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like all the toppings are splayed in a way so that it looks like Mothman. And it's a cute little pizza. Those aren't the toppings that I'd put on pizza, but...
No, but they're there.
They are there, and I'm a simple cheese guy, so...
I am as well.
And yeah, Mothman, he has... his own festival. He starred in his own movie. That's a lie. I would love to have like a Scooby-Doo movie about Mothman.
There's definitely been like something like that in Scooby-Doo.
There's definitely been something.
Scooby-Doo's done like everything we're going to be talking about.
True. Like I think they did the Wendigo and Skinwalkers, which I want to do on Halloween because those are my favorite boys. But that's a later day. But. Yeah, Mothman, like, they did a Bigfoot pseudo one for the Scooby-Doo movies,
mm-hmm.
which was the Yeti.
Yes, they talked about that.
Yeah, we did talk about that one.
Chill out, Scooby-Doo.
Chill out, Scooby-Doo. All the titles were great.
That whole era of my life, I just want to go back to that. It was so much more peaceful.
So much more simple.
No midterms.
No worrying about assignments that are due tomorrow and they're worth like half your grade.
No running out of dining dollars 3 weeks into the semester.
Are you out of dining dollars?
Yes.
Oh, I'm at like a good 50. I'm running low.
I'm at a good 38 cents.
I spent like 90% of it at the vending machines. Oh, well, that's a topic we can continue outside this little podcast. So is there anything else about Mothman you wish to talk about? We are at the 20-minute mark.
What do you think he eats?
Ooh. Well, if we're going by moth standards, I would say, like, what do moths eat?
They eat other bugs.
Moth diet. I just Googled it. They only consume liquids from flowers, tree sap, rotting fruits. He's just sucking trees out of like a Capri Sun straw.
He's chewing holes through my bug net summer camp.
Well,
like all the other moths.
Moths are, they're known for like eating cloth.
He just finds like the nearest clothes dump.
He finds a clothing factory. He's like, mine.
Okay. Another thing I wanted to talk about. I looked up Point Pleasant, West Virginia. They have a population of 4,350.
That's tiny.
That is...
We have more on campus than they do...
I live in a small town in New York. It's called Greenlawn. Our population is 14,392 as of 2019.
Yeah.
So Point Pleasant is like everybody went to high school together.
Oh, pretty much. And Howard Beach, where I'm from, is 26,000.
Yeah, you live in the city.
It's not even that. I mean, we are an hour and a half train ride into the city, but still. And like when I look around, like I don't know half the people there.
It's no Corona. We've got the Mets.
True. I mean, I'm not a baseball person, so I can't say. So back to the Mothman diet. If Mothman, clearly he can't be just a moth diet of eating, of drinking, you know, nectar and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He has to get a lot more calories for his size because he's like 7 foot.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like he's hunting down like wolves and like dogs and stuff and like in the forest.
You think he's like a pest control?
I think he's like a pest control. Like, I would say he's more owl in that nature. Like, owls hunt down rodents.
Okay.
It's kind of like that, but actually having opposable thumbs.
Yeah.
Imagine a flying human just swooping out of the sky, grabbing a wolf, and just leaving.
The United States military.
We could weaponize Mothman. Yeah, I mean, so that's his diet that we quickly covered. Actually, we didn't get to talk. I didn't quickly talk about his voice. What do you think he sounds like?
Probably sounds, you know, like Sims.
He doesn't speak Simlish, okay?
He absolutely speaks Simlish.
He does not speak Simlish.
100%.
I mean, so do you think his voice is like deep, or do you think it's like high pitched?
He has red eyes, so he has to have a deep voice.
Well, I mean, when people have described his voice, they say it's like a squeaking, like a record playing backwards. Which,
who's hearing Mothman talk? For real.
They're just hearing noises, but like I want to believe these people more when they say it's like a high pitched voice. Because they say, oh, his voice, it moved the mountains as he spoke, then like I don't believe that. But if it's like, oh yeah, it sounds like a little mouse, he talks like this, like, yeah, I believe that. Because no one would be like, if someone says, like, oh, yeah, I fought this guy, but he pulled down my pants, you're excluding the pulling down pants part. Yeah, but...
It's the second after that one.
So, I don't believe we... Did we mention the statue? I mean, we mentioned it briefly in the beginning.
Yeah, we did.
Well, I think that was the previous thing before I messed it up.
No, we talked about it.
I was got an abs and a rear end.
Yes.
Just Google the Mothman statue, and your life would, your, you know, it would make it so much better if you just look up this statue. It's great.
It's a well-made statue. I want to know who they commissioned.
Bob Roach.
Shout out to Bob.
Shout out to Bob Roach. So actually, there was a petition to replace every single Confederate statue and replace it with the Mothman statue.
Perfect.
I want to find this and just sign it 100 times over.
I want to shake that person's hand.
I want to shake that person's hand and place a statue myself.
Like a Team Trees type deal?
Yeah, like a Team Trees type thing. But like, it's not just like within Virginia. It's
nationwide?
It's nationwide.
That's ambitious.
It is ambitious, and I want to see it happen. It probably costs less, and I don't think anyone would be offended by it. Because there are
millions of people.
It is America. Everyone gets offended by everything. You can't throw a stone back without someone getting offended. So, yeah, I believe that's going to... I believe we covered most, if not everything, about Mothman. You know? Yeah. He's a good flyer. He's real fast. He supposedly makes weird noises. We discussed his diet.
Before we close out the episode, I wanted to pose a question that's going to go through all of our episodes.
Okay.
I want to do a bracket type thing where so far we've talked about Bigfoot. Now we've talked about Mothman. Who do you think would win in a fight?
Ooh, who would win in a fight? See, here's the thing. If we're going Bigfoot's like roughly... let's say he's roughly like 8 to 9 feet tall. Let's say that. Mothman is 7 feet tall, but he has the ability of flight.
Exactly.
What is Bigfoot going to do? Throw rocks at him until he comes down? But what is Mothman going to do up in the air? I would say Bigfoot has to wait for Mothman to get tired and land and then pummel him. And I'm pretty sure Mothman would have like thinner bones in order to sustain flight.
Maybe.
So
he also has a, you know, 15-foot wingspan.
True, but they're bat. They look like bat's wings, or in the statue, it looks like ripped up butterfly wings.
Okay. Like,
what is? That's not really combat capable.
So you think Bigfoot's taking it?
I think Bigfoot's taking it, but it's going to take some time. It's going to be like a slow match.
I think Mothman's taking it easy. I think he's just going to swoop in.
Oh, it's like swoop and scratch and just wear Bigfoot down through 100%. Attrition? Okay, I see your reasoning there, but I don't know. I know a lot more about Bigfoot. He's a big, strong boy.
All right. We'll keep this going throughout all of our episodes.
Yes, after every two episodes, we're going to talk about...
Who would win?
Who would win in a fight? Oh, boy. I can't wait for the next one. Because the next one's going to be great. You guys have to find out later. But anyway, thank you guys for listening to our glorious podcast. Caleb, thank you for listening to my ramblings once again.
Of course.
And all of you at home, thank you very much. If you guys have any suggestions, like any at all, email me at jrosen2@oswego.edu. I take I have a whole list of guys I'm going to talk about, but I do take requests. Just like, you know, today we took a request from glorious Father Mark. And, thank you all for listening and have a spooky night.